Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is presented by Toyota, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Shaw's and Star Market, findmassmoney.gov, and by McFarlane Energy. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Fitzy, sun's out, guns out. No, it isn't.
Oh,
what's the dark out version of that? I don't know that there is one.
For us, it would be dark's out, snark's out.
I was thinking more like dark's out. Get the Miller Lite out. Doesn't rhyme, but it works.
Nights out, Miller Lights out.
Yeah, nights out.
Lights out. There you go.
That's the true beer guy in the room. We're amateurs here, Fitzy. That's the guy that knows how to work the beer. But it is 5 o'clock. It is actually 5:04:18. So that means, Stiz, it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
We've been talking Patriots all afternoon. Patriots beat the Jets. It's a Patriots Friday. And football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Patriots win 27-14. It may not have been as sexy or as pretty or as perfect as some people wanted, and some may use the stat lines, Fitzy, to poke holes in certain arguments.
It was a Thursday night game. The mission, should you choose to accept it, and the Patriots willingly did, is to get through the game. You don't have to, as far as I know, there are no untoward efforts to wager or cover spreads. They don't need to dominate. They just need to win the damn game. And after they did their Patriots thing, which is give up a touchdown on the opening drive and make a bunch of people scratch their heads and go, huh? Isn't that Justin Fields? Whoa. The Patriots took control of the game, and they never looked back. It was close-ish for a while, but that was a basically midway through the first quarter, box-to-wire affair.
I'll tell you one person who I know for sure did not have a problem with any facet of the victory, and that is their head coach, the guy that brings the energy, the guy that sets the tone, the guy that built the culture that is now being raved about not only here but on the broadcast with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, the pre- and post-game shows on Amazon, and virtually every show in the sports world today. Mike Vrabel brought his energy to the post-game locker room as well.
Fellas, let me just tell you real quick one thing. After 11 games, we got 3 days off. Okay, when we got here, okay, we wanted to put a program together for you. Okay, and that's not just me and the coaching staff or the players. Okay, that's everybody in this building. Okay, so before you leave here, okay, with the treatment and the equipment and the video and everybody around us, okay, I'm thanking you for where we're at right now. Okay, we all got a long way to go, okay, and you guys are going to help us get there, okay, together. But that was the plan. Not just the players, not just the coaches, the entire program. Okay, everything we do, okay, we're doing to help you to go out there and make plays, to perform, and to ultimately win. Okay, I'm proud to be your coach, and I appreciate how hard you play. Okay, but I'm also going to enjoy a couple days away from you. Break.
Now, man. Be safe. See y'all boys on Monday. Love you guys, man. Hey, pass to me. Pass to three. 1, 2, 3. Pass.
Okay, so Andy, if he's going to enjoy a couple of days away from everyone, where is he enjoying those days? Because guess who was spotted at Logan Airport a couple hours ago?
That would be Larry Fitzgerald.
Mike Vrabel.
Oh, he's departing.
Yeah.
Where do you think he, Ohio State got a game this weekend?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if they have a game. Where would he go? Would he just be like, oh, you know what? I haven't done sat in the sun for a couple days. I'm going to recharge. I'm gonna pull a Clark Kent. I'm going to Superman this weekend. I'm going to go get some sun, recharge the batteries. I would if I were him.
I would absolutely, if I were him, would be on a beach with a drink in my hand. Also kind of poo-poos my theory they were doing self-scouting, though, if they're all coming. I knew the players would be off. I wasn't sure that the coaches were getting
away.
There's
Spillane at the podium last night before we got Vrabel and May on the post-game show talking about, wouldn't surprise me if we have a bunch of guys coming in for treatments to get their bodies right for next week, get an extra lift in because we know the next, like the real season is just beginning. Like, well, Coach Vrabel, he had a Dunks in his hand. He had a donut in a bag. I think it was on Only in Boston or something. He was like, cool, guys. My job's done here for a couple. I'm going to go get a Mai Tai.
And there will probably be some guys getting treatment and working out. My guess is some of those guys will be the ones that have, like, families where the kids are between 5 and 15 years old and are doing school and day in different, like...
Or a day or two old, like Steph Diggs.
Or that, and they're sort of tied down by the circumstances of their off-the-field life. Yes, Dan Ball?
I think Vrabel's lying through his teeth saying that. I don't think he has any desire whatsoever to be away from this group right now. Based on the way that he was embracing them at the end of the game, I see no desire in that coach not to spend 24 hours around his guys.
Better
right
not
now.
Be a Jason Witten and Tony Romo going to Cancun on the bye week back in 2000. Remember that, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Completely crapped the bed when they played the Giants the next week.
Yeah, I don't love the idea of everybody getting away. I am a bit of a superstitious person or whatever you want to think. They're rolling so well. Do you really want to break the habits and the trends and the things you've been doing? But Dan Ball, getting back to your, you don't think he wants to get away. The only thing I'll question is, I love his energy, and I think he brings it from 6 in the morning to 10:45 at night in that building with the players, with the coaches. That has to literally be tiring. And for maybe to just get away for a couple days with his wife, sit on a chair, sit by a pool, and not have to be on as Coach Vrabel. Just be Mike and just watch something, drink something, eat something. He might need that a little bit.
Psychologically, he absolutely needs that. I picture him wherever he's going, because Ohio State's playing UCLA. He could be in Akron right now, as a matter of fact. I picture him sitting there for 2 days, miserable. He's going to be thinking and analyzing and overanalyzing everything that happened on Thursday and everything he's thinking for next week and not even remotely enjoying the couple days that he's spending, quote unquote, away. That's just my opinion.
But sometimes in order to be able to, like, not just only appreciate what you have and how good what you have is, but also to sort of refresh the palate, you kind of need to step out of the arena. I understand, like, the race is going so well. Don't stop the momentum, Dan. Maybe the guy that has been basically grinding it since late January, like, just gets a I don't know, a mental day. Did he? Maybe he emailed Ken to see if he could get a flex day.
Oh, he took a flex day. Robert,
it's a flex day, Dan.
He probably has to check in with Robert. You think that's the only person? Like, it'd be weird if he checked in with like some random HR person. Hey, this is Mike. Is it okay if I take tomorrow off? But speaking of the relationship between Drake May and Mike Vrabel, could it get any, I guess, more perfect, more lovey-dovey? I don't even know how to describe it now, because it wasn't that long ago, Fitzy. Do you remember early in the year where there were some people that were questioning Mike Vrabel didn't throw bouquets at Drake May? He praises Borregales. He praises, like, all these random players. And Drake May's like, yeah, Drake's doing okay. He could do some things a little bit better. People wondered about this relationship. Well, this relationship was on full display last night on the Amazon Prime post-game show. And listen for yourself, and you tell me how well connected these guys are right now.
You're out there first to shake their hands and say congratulations after the game is done. You have built something, and has that been your focus, the sustainability of this? Like, this is foundationally built the right way.
Well, we wanted to put a program around these players. You know, I mean, I came here because of the familiarity. I came here because of Drake. I knew what he would be, and it was important for me to come here, and that's who I wanted to coach. And so building a program is about that. It's about putting great people around your really good players, and that's what Drake is for us, and we have a lot of those guys. And Diggs has come in and been fun. I mean, it has been a blast. And so I've enjoyed coaching all these guys, and they like playing together.
What does that mean to you, Drake, when you hear someone like Mike Vrabel say that he wanted to come here because of you?
It means the world. I mean, I think it's it goes both ways. You know, I can't thank Coach enough for what he's done, what he's going to do for my career, for my life. And like I said, he brings it every day. He says this, and he'll text me later tonight about something I could have done better in the game. He's constant. He's awesome. And we would love playing for him. I love playing.
Do you hear that subtle contract request in there? What he's going to do for my career, what he's going to do for my life. That sounded like him talking about, he going to make my family rich. My kids' kids going to be rich. Make sure you know that's coming, Mr. Vrabel, because I love playing quarterback for you, but it's going to cost you down the road.
I love the guy in the back, the guy that is definitely at least 9 BLs deep in the, I love you, Drake May. The fans are, the List Love Fest, it's almost Tom Who at this point. I can't believe we've gotten to that point now. But Pats fans are like, oh, Brady, the guy that does the games on Fox and is kind of mid at broadcast. Oh, you mean Tom Brady, air fryer salesman? Yeah, I don't remember that guy. He's got a statue out front, but I'm so all about Drake May. Pats fans only have eyes for him right now. It is wild.
Well, and our co-host, Ted Johnson, only has eyes for him right now. And I think it's fine. And I think part of it is Drake's fun, right? Like, we've always watched for the last really for 25 years, while you were winning and you were watching Brady do great things in Brady's ways, you watched the other athletic, playmaking, fun quarterbacks, the different guys that have come through, and that was the one thing you never had. And now you've gotten not only the fun quarterback, but he's great. Like, it'd be one thing if you got Zach Wilson or Justin Fields. Like, he's fun. Like,
yeah.
They can do things fun. They can run, and they can do they don't win. They're not good. You're never going to have success with them.
You mean they also give it to the other team as often as they give it to your team?
Yes.
It's a total wild card. It's like Drake May is unpredictable, as in how is he going to execute something spectacular to the benefit of this team, again, as opposed to those guys, which was how is he going to find a way to lose the game for us in the first quarter again today? Let's find out.
Remember the three things we told Drake May he needed to do coming into the season? Well, we didn't really tell him face-to-face. We speculated on what Drake May had to do.
What was our little list?
It was very simple. Stop turning the ball over, especially with the game on the line.
Good point.
Start making plays.
Sure, those help.
Especially when the game is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, win games.
Mm.
How has that three-point assignment gone this year?
If we gave him a fourth, he'd be hitting for the cycle.
Right. Like, he has nailed it. He's done everything, because those were the questions, right? Losing record, doesn't win games, turns it over at the end, can make the spectacular play, but the spectacular play never leads to winning. Well, all of that has changed in a 2.5 month span, and he is not just the talk of the town, he's the talk of the country and the world. 617-779-7937. Let's mix in a couple phone calls here to the drive. Let's go to Joe in Providence. What's up, Joe?
Could I, all right, guys, really enjoy your work. As I was just telling your producer, I think we already know very well the Patriot way, but I just like to bring some light to the Vrabel way. Obviously, of course, the exceptional play of our quarterback and our rookie running back, and obviously the resurrection of Diggs' career, and defensively how highly rated we're doing. But I think it's really the credit to Mike Vrabel and what he's instilling in everyone. They're just believing in his way, and they just can't do enough for him. And I think that's the true reason for how we're excelling.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
No lies detected right there.
Now, what's the shelf life of it? I don't know. And I don't even want to start talking about that, quite honestly, because we haven't gotten through the first year of Mike Vrabel.
And what was the shelf life in Nashville? 5 years?
Ish. Yeah, I think he was there six, right? So there was 4 years-ish. But again, did it all fall apart because the Vrabel way fell apart? Or did it fall apart because you traded away A.J. Brown and you didn't have a quarterback?
Ownership got and management got way too involved and stripped him of his ability to do what he was doing so well. Why? I have no idea, but they did.
And he didn't have a quarterback. Most importantly, and he has a quarterback.
Even when they were winning, they really didn't have a quarterback.
Nope.
I mean,
although
Ryan Tannehill.
Shime loved the Tannehill.
The Tannehill, yeah. Yes.
But he didn't have what he has now. And what he has now is 23. What he has now in 2 years, well, after next year, we'll sign a 5-year, $500 million extension. And we'll be here for the...
So he'll sign a 5-year what?
I don't know. I was just throwing numbers out there. It seems okay. A bit strong, but I got ahead of myself. But it's going to be a massive contract. He's not going anywhere is my point. So he's not going to lose his quarterback. I don't know about anything else that will fall into place, not fall into place, be good, not be good. Drake May and Mike Vrabel are together as long as they want to stay together, right? Mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel. You know how much Mike Vrabel's making?
Isn't it $15 million a year?
14 to 15 is the estimate that he's the eighth highest paid coach in football.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. So I think
flying coach out of Logan.
He's probably quite comfortable with what he's making and where he's working. He came back here because he wanted to be here and because he wanted to be with Drake May. So there's no reason to think these guys will ever separate from each other. And that is the stability of the Patriot way and the Vrabel way and everything else moving forward. So the longevity of it, the shelf life, feels pretty good right now.
And that is the impetus for all of those videos that I, you know, it used to be that if I was in a mood, I would just watch like highlight videos of Super Bowls or fans melting down whenever Malcolm Butler picks off the ball or James White crosses the goal line in Super Bowl 51. Now all I do is watch videos of other fan bases melting down because the Patriots took all of 5 years off of being dominant. And this is just the big Andy, this is the beginning. Like this is Vrabel and May just now boarding the championship, if you will, and setting sail for, like you said, as long as they want to be together, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's got to be so annoying to the rest of the NFL, and I am so not sorry.
Specifically Buffalo, where we are all, I think, now predicting the Patriots will get a 7th ring before the Bills get a 1st ring. That is what we went on the record with earlier. We might be a little giddy. We might be a little tired. But that's what we're all saying. Patriots 7th ring before Bills 1st ring. Let's go back to the phone lines. Go to Ed in Maine. What's up, Ed?
Got to rename the pod.
Hey, how are you? And I think the shelf life is non-perishable as long as they keep winning. But that Love Fest last night was so enjoyable. It was almost like coaching high school kids. And these kids, he said it in his press conference. Hey, I got to remember, that these, you know, my guard's 21, my tackle's 22, my quarterback's 23. They're my kid's age. So that Love has a lot to do with how much he loves his own kid and just bringing these kids up just like they're his own. So I'm loving this. There's no divas on the team, and it's great energy. So I'm bringing on. I'm loving it.
Thanks for the call, Ed. Sorry to cut you off mid-thanks there.
Hey, who last night?
Appreciation, Andy.
That's okay. Last night you chose your guy was Travion Henderson, correct?
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns. How'd I do?
It's pretty good, my guy. That's a pretty good my guy right there, my friend.
And he was running people over, so he even embodied the
he ran
love
to contact,
of fullbacks.
Which was yes, like he was running into contact as opposed to shying away from it or stepping hesitantly into the line. Mac Hollins had a good game last night. Too bad Milton Williams got dinged up. Mac Hollins, he's also on pace. We talked earlier today about how Steph Diggs is not on pace for a career year, but a year better than last year, which would be amazing considering he tore his ACL 383 days ago. Mac Hollins on pace for, if not to surpass, his career year with Vegas back in 2022 when McDaniels was his head coach. Again, high quality addition at a very fair price.
Let's go to Nolan in the car. What's up, Nolan?
Hey guys, how you doing? I was just calling. I was kind of nervous about the bye week coming up too, like you guys are saying, but after watching this team play the past couple of weeks, I just think they're having so much fun. And they're just so confident, and I think they're all playing loose, but on their toes. I just love everything about this team. They're very fun to watch. It makes everything better. It makes listening to the drive time better. It makes watching them better. It makes the whole day better, looking forward to them. So I just want to give them their props, and thanks, guys.
No question, Nolan.
Thank you, guys. Go fast.
Thanks for the call. It makes listening to the drive time better. It makes doing drive time better. It makes doing the 1 a.m. post-game show better. It makes everything better. The grass is a little greener. The leaves are a little brighter. It's a better fall for all. Yes, Dan Ball?
The lucky energies are a little bit more important.
Sometimes, every once in a while.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can just live off the energy that is Drake May, Mike Vrabel, the Patriots, the winning, the fun, the good times, the excitement that's back in Foxborough, the fact that you have more wins than any team in football. Did you hear me, Dan Ball? More wins than any team in football.
That can't be right. That's got to be a statistical error.
No, you can check the standings all you want.
Man.
Eight in a row.
How about this, guys? First winning season since 2021. And, Dan Ball, more wins this season than the previous two combined.
Ooh, see, that's a stat I like.
And also, the talk of 2021, you were paper tigers back then. Anybody with eyeballs knew it. You were absolutely paper tigers. People this year are trying to accuse you of being that. You are not. You're a real football team. As long as your depth does not give way, you have a puncher's chance, a fighter's chance in the playoffs because of Drake May.
Yeah, and next week, I think we, not to make a big thing of it, but we might have to start, you know, focusing on or maybe having a discussion about, is it time for Drake May to put away all that running for a little while and just kind of like, you know, do what Josh Allen did. Here's something he could take from Josh Allen. Save the running. Save it for the playoffs, because that head's going to bounce off the carpet one of these days, Andy, and he might miss a couple of games, and then.
Nope, just run smarter. Save the indecisive running. It was the one bad play he had last night. He ran and didn't know what to do. Wasn't sure if he was sliding, running, going for it, not going for it. He got hit from behind. His head hit the turf. When he's decisive, he had a nice early slide last night where he got a couple yards and boom, I'm sliding. I'm getting down and I'm moving on. When he's decisive, he's fine. Don't try to do too much. Take whatever yards are there and move forward and go from there. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in one more phone call to see if I can make Stiz light up the break thing. Let's go to Bill in Plymouth. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Billy.
Two quick points. One, that just compared Drake to Brady in his early years. I think one similarity is that the Patriots really, really didn't ask much of Brady. They asked him to manage. Great. That team was stacked. McDaniel's done a great job with May, not dumbing down the offense, but really he gets two progressions and that's it. So it's boom, boom, and the ball's out and it's complete or it's out and incomplete or he takes off, whatever it is. But I think he's really simplified things. And the other thing you don't hear anybody talk about, the line. Early on, they got killed for how much May got hit, and rightly so. They have really come together and have done a great job the last four or five games. I mean, they're a new unit. Takes a while for a line to gel. And they are really playing well.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Yeah, I agree. The line is part of the success. Now, I think Drake May is also a part of the success. I think he is doing a better job getting rid of the ball, not stepping into sacks, avoiding sacks. So, Fitzy, he had 12 sacks in 2 weeks. Now he's got two sacks in the last 2 weeks, one per game. So I'm going to give them all a partial credit for that improvement.
I'm going to give the props to the line. And also, like we talked about last night on the postgame show, Drake's maneuvering and his movement in the pocket last night, chef's kiss.
His maneuvering? You see what I did there? 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. If you have late week puns, we'll take some late week puns on a Friday afternoon. We'll get to our pick six segment, all that and more here on WEEI. But first, and for the final time this week, it's Dan Ball and his trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Patriots won their eighth straight game yesterday night at Gillette Stadium. They beat the New York Jets by a score of 27-14. The Patriots gave up an opening drive touchdown 8 minutes and 4 seconds into the first quarter, but responded with three consecutive touchdowns, all scored by running back Travion Henderson. In the game, Henderson became the fourth player in franchise history to record two rushing touchdowns and one receiving touchdown in a single game, and the first since Rex Burkhead did it back in 2020. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 25 of 34 for 281 passing yards and a touchdown. Drake May currently leads the NFL in passing yards, and for the time being, New England currently possesses the best record in football. The Bruins saw their seven-game win streak snap last night in Ottawa. They fell to the Senators 5-3. Boston battled back from down 3-1 in the third to tie the score with goals from David Pastrnak and Mark Kastelic within a span of a minute and 26 seconds. Tim Stützle scored the go-ahead goal with under 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Boston's road trip continues tomorrow night in Montreal. The Celtics are off until Sunday afternoon when they host the Los Angeles Clippers at the Garden. Tip-off for that one is at 3:30. Tonight, Boston College Hockey welcomes the UMass Minutemen to Conti Forum. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Coverage on WEEI 8:50 a.m. begins at 6:45. And tomorrow afternoon, Boston College Football hosts number 16 Georgia Tech at Alumni Stadium. Kickoff is at 3:30. Coverage on WEEI begins at 3 p.m. Hurry into the 99 Restaurant this weekend for their double bonus card special this Friday through Sunday. For every $25 you purchase in gift cards, receive two $5 bonus cards. Offer valid in-restaurant for this weekend only. Visit the Nines for this great holiday special. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
After this.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson. Mauna.
Okay, lean back, Andy. I see you. Cruising.
I'm the guy that Stiz would not have given a rap album CD 2 years ago, and he admitted that yesterday. But we're back here on a Patriots Friday, WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, breaking down Patriots win over the Jets. All's right in the world. Mike Vrabel's got a coffee and a donut, and he's at the airport going somewhere. We did have a texter, Fitz. He wanted to call you out. He may be flying out of Logan, but he ain't flying coach, was the declaration.
Oh, okay, all right.
Probably first class is probably accurate.
All right, if it's a regional flight, yeah, he might be in first class as well. I just think Mike Vrabel at this point deserves a little VIP lounge action, if you know. But it's nice to see him out there with his dunks and us common folks, the plebes at Logan, getting ready for a well-deserved weekend away.
I wonder if Scott Boras noticed it and came up with any new quippy answers for any of his free agents based on Mike Vrabel's beverage and Dunkin' choice over there at the airport. Yes,
did you see the picture, Andy?
I did.
Okay, so it looked to me, and I was asking Dan, I wouldn't be surprised if he got a standing ovation, or like an ovation in,
oh,
in
he's
the
being,
dunks.
There is some support
it,
being
yeah,
shared.
Yeah, because it looks like he's like smiling and people around him are
and
all
he
smiling.
Loves it. Like he as much as he's a hardo, he likes being, did you even see last night the smirk he gave when Drake referenced, you know, and they've been loving Mike a long time since back when he was a great player scoring touchdowns here. Mike had like a little smirk came on his face. He still likes to be the guy or the man or whatever you want. He loves to bust Wiggy's balls about scoring touchdowns and all that.
Big vest guy also, by the way.
Yeah, I was speaking of vests, I think I put one on my Christmas list. I mean, I did, and now I'm feeling better about it. I think I'm going to become a vest guy. Feels like a vest and a hoodie might be the proper attire for me.
Ooh,
for the
it's
winter
comfy.
Season. Yeah.
Yeah, comfy. Vests are also great as you get older, Andy, because us olds, you never know when you're going to need more pockets.
Oh, what am I putting my medicines in there before I die?
We'll get you guys fanny packs for Christmas.
Nope, not doing it. 617-779-7937. Let's get a couple phone calls before we get to the pick six, because I hate the pick six segment because it's where I get embarrassed for my lack of knowledge and inability to pick football games. Let's go to Jonathan in Dorchester. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to talk about the no moves at the trade deadline. I don't think people are really thinking about the message it sends to his players alone. I believe in you. I trust in you. I give you a chance to give us a chance. I just love it. I love Vrabel. And Vrabel, we trust. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Jonathan. There's no doubt they love their coach. And it's another example of that is last night, the Del Pettis shout out. Del Pettis has a pass defense, saves a touchdown, and Vrabel's calling him out in the post game locker room and in the huddle and using it as an example of if you work and do your work, you'll get a chance. And if you take advantage of the opportunity, you'll get more opportunities. There's no doubt that they love their coach, Fitzy.
What's not to love about the guy?
I'm going to say something dumb right now. And I always like to tell you when it's going to be dumb, because then I like to assume the other stuff I say when I don't warn you isn't dumb, but that's probably not fair.
Well, you can keep that as an assumption.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell yourself that. That's fine. Whatever helps you get to bed at night.
I feel like there's no way for this season to end horribly.
That's legitimately the dumbest thing you've said since they put you in the host one role.
Because
who would ever just be like, I can't see him not finishing this perfect game.
I feel like the vibes are too good, the talent's too good, the quarterback's too good.
It's andy.hart@terribletake.net.
Are you kidding me, Andy? Are you please tell me you're trying to be contrarian to end the show. I know you're tired. I know you're running out of gas after doing a post-game show and a show and all that other crap. And
I'm on my fourth coffee out here, ball, right now. I'm hanging on, man.
I know you both are.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
Not even maybe. Not a little bit. Have you heard of injuries before?
Yeah, we're not going to have injuries.
Wait, did you literally just say, I can't see there's any way that the season... I hope Ted turns his effing truck around, drives it through the studio wall, and absolutely just rips you a new one. Ted, get back in here.
I'm just telling you, that's the vibe and the high I'm riding, is that it feels... Because and forget the injuries. Let's not be like super pessimistic about
discount,
injuries.
Yeah, discount the most likely way this ends terribly. Okay, fine. Go ahead, please.
The second way this ends terribly, the 2021 season where you were proven a paper champion, you were not a contender, you were a pretender, you went to Buffalo, and you got absolutely embarrassed. I don't think there's any chance of that happening. Is that fair?
No, because you lived through 2007, right?
I did.
You lived through a year. I'm sure the vibes were pretty darn high when you weren't losing any games up until the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then you scored 14 points and lost.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
But that's different expectations. If you just go and lose a playoff game, just a normal playoff game, and you come up a little bit short in the playoffs, Are we really going to be disappointed? Like if Lamar Jackson comes in and you lose to the Ravens at Gillette Stadium 24-21, are you going to be disappointed? I'm not. There's gravy coming. This is all gravy. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too optimistic right now. Let's go back to the phone lines. Steve in Naples. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I got a quick question for the experts. If you had a choice to make tomorrow morning, would you take Mahomes, his age, and his contract, or would you take May, his age, and his contract?
Thanks for the call, Steve. This is the easiest question I've ever answered. It's obviously Drake May. It's not even close, right? I mean, you have a quarterback for the Chiefs that is older, worn down, taking hits, completing 50% of his passes in a loss, and makes like $500 million. I have a quarterback on his rookie contract who's looking like he's an ascending talent who might be as good or better than Mahomes. I said it, might look like he's as good or better than Mahomes on a rookie contract that you haven't had to pay yet. Okay.
Hello?
I think we lost Fitzy, so Dan Ball, am I being overly optimistic with that take? If you could have Patrick Mahomes or Drake May, who are you taking?
At this current moment with contract and future,
everything that goes into it, yeah.
I think you're being a little over-optimistic with that as well.
Really? You wouldn't take the 23-year-old? You'll take the 29-year-old with the fat contract and the belly and the
in the multiple
know,
Super
bod?
Bowls?
No, but you for the future, not for the past.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is he going to another Super Bowl?
I want the guy. Yeah, probably.
Is he going to the playoffs? Wait, I should stop. Is he going to the playoffs first? Because you can't get to the Super Bowl if you don't make the playoffs. And right now, where is he in the playoff picture?
Is 2025 the last year that the NFL is being played?
Is the season over yet?
Yeah. No, I want the guy that I have watched win in the playoffs. That's the guy that I want. Until I see Drake perform in clutch time, I want the guy that's won multiple rings.
Not me. I'm all in on Drake May. I think he's going to be the best value in sports, as they say.
Yep, and nothing can go wrong the rest of the way.
Yep, and I probably should have had a coffee somewhere along the way before I got giddy. All right, Dan Ball, let's get to the pick six. Or in a minute, we're going to get to the pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six!
Jones with the pick six!
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
All right, the boys are moving in the right direction here on our pick six. 4-2 last week, 31-29 in total. We're paced by Ted Johnson at 9-1 this season. Stiz, Fitzy, Brian, all 5-5. Dan Ball, 4-6. Andy, 2-8. But, bars low for success here this week. And we're hoping he got
bars low, and I still can't reach it.
That's right, exactly. But we'll see if he can with this week. We make our picks against the spread every single week in our pick six parlay. I changed the name because as funny as the Andy Hart Memorial six-way parlay, whatever, all that kind of stuff, I've changed it to remember somebody who was a little bit more prolific in gambling. Our Emmanuel Classe parlay for this week, plus 5073, and it rhymes. $10 pays out 517.31. $2, Andrew. You're up into triple digits. 103.46 is your value on the parlay paced by your pick this week, and that is what?
So, just a reminder to everyone, this is a football morning Sunday. There is an international game, so you have all day, especially Patriots fans. You don't have to worry about your team. You can just sit back and watch football all day. I'm going to take what I think is one of the two biggest games of the weekend. I'm going to take Rams-Seahawks. I'm going to take the Rams to lay 3.5 over the Seahawks. I think they are by far the better football team. I think you have the better quarterback, the better overall offense, the better defense in L.A., the better coach. So give me the Rams to take care of business in the NFC West against the Seahawks.
Okay, there you go. And congratulations to the Seahawks on their win in cover this week. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not nice.
Andy's going to win this week.
I will say, I think they've won 10 straight on the road. That's a road grade team right there. Mike McDonald's got that defense humming, and Sammy Darnold, Sammy Squarejaw, the Lego QB, rolling as well with Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I love this matchup. I would take an over. I'm really excited to watch. All right, Nick Fitzy Stevens, you tweaked yours throughout the day. So what'd you land on and why?
I did. Originally, I was going to go with the Ravens because I feel like the Ravens are starting to pick up a lot of momentum. However, Lamar having been on the injury report this week, no Rashad Bateman, a couple of ding-ups on their defense as well. Plus the Cleveland defense, so much better at home. They'll be lucky if they win between 0 and 7. 7.5 points, a lot to give. So I switched to Buffalo, thinking that Buffalo giving 5.5 at home. Buffalo so embarrassed after last week's putrid performance. Hosting a warm weather team like Tampa, it's going to be cold in Buffalo. And I think Tampa is going through a bit of a stretch where the injuries are catching up to them. So let's look to Buffalo to actually start building a little momentum to get ready for that December 14th showdown in Foxborough for the AFC East. They cover the 5.5.
You know, it's an interesting kind of thought experiment. Two teams that have that the Patriots have kind of handled playing this week, but I love a bounce back from embarrassment. So we got the Rams, we got the Bills, we got Ted Johnson going back down to Texas. Surprise, surprise! For the Texans, 5.5-point favorites over the Tennessee Titans. So that
love
is the
that
three
pick.
In front of the glass, behind the glass, our guy Brian running the Twitch and socials has Chargers -2.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Stiz, your pick for this week.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Lions are at the Eagles. Dan Campbell back on the headset. Eagles have been inconsistent. So give me the Lions. Eagles are -2.5. So, yeah, give me the Lions, baby. Let's go, Detroit.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate you so much, Stanley.
And I have been burned by the Cardinals multiple times, burned by Jacoby Brissett, but I'm going back to who hurt me before again. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers, 2.5-point favorites against Arizona. My thought process, Mac Jones operated the offense extremely well. I would imagine Brock Purdy could operate it better, and I'm excited to see this matchup. I think San Francisco is at least better than my expectation, and they persevered through a hell of a lot of injuries. So I'm going San Fran this week, 2.5-point favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. Rams, Bills, Texans, Niners, Lions, and Chargers in our Emmanuel Class A parlay, worth $103.46 to Andy Hart's pocket.
So, just a quick observation. This looks like some of the smallest numbers we've had in a while. I feel like we've had a lot of bigger spreads, 7-plus point spread, even some double-digit. So, smaller numbers, maybe this is the week. This is the week we get it done, and we'd all know that that in some way relies on me getting off the schneid because I stink at this and I've been the lone loser many, many times. Yes, Dan Ball?
No real big spreads to speak of this week. The biggest on ESPN right now is the Ravens at -7.5. They're taking on the Cleveland Browns this weekend. So other than that, everything
last
is... I'm sorry?
Last night would have been the biggest of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, by far. So everything is by a touchdown or less. Packers at -6.5, the next closest.
All right, so you can follow us, you can fade us, you can follow them and fade me. Piece it together however you want. That is our Emmanuel Class A parlay of the week. I'm about to win $105 and be doing cartwheels down the hallway next week when we're in here. Coming up next on WEEI, we are going to do the odds and ends segment. We got to look at the Boston Red Sox. Continue to be rumors flying around the GM meetings, and it's all good things, all good things. That's next here on W.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons wrapping up a post-Patriots win, Patriots Friday, a victory Friday. And before we get to odds and ends, Fitzy, we're being chastised on the text line.
Okay, well, that means the text line is working.
Yep. Just try to your best. This is the 207. Just try your best to act like you've been there before, quote unquote. Take it down a notch and be realistic. The sports talk Boston media schoolgirl crush isn't going to help anybody. You guys actually do have an effect on the culture of the franchise. You know you do.
Yeah, that's right. The Patriots are cheating.
Like, we're affecting the culture of the Patriots franchise right now?
I'm sorry. I'm confused by all of this. What is the, what's the? We're affecting the culture of the Patriots.
Yeah, we're too positive. Bring it down a notch.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, okay.
We are like epitomizing. I'm paraphrasing. Rat poison.
Fanboys.
Didn't know I had that power.
He's such a homer. He's such a homer.
I thought they actually ignored the noise down there and kind of did that kind of professional thing and just went about their business.
So let's redo the last 4 hours. The schedule is a joke. Injuries are incoming. What else am I missing?
You got a rookie receiver who doesn't even know what route to run depending on where the safety is and the coverage and the rotations and all that.
One healthy running back left.
The guy had 3.3 yards a carry. Did he have two touchdowns? Sure, but 3.3 yards a carry? You're going to win games with 3.3 yards per carry?
Right.
The quarterback runs around and gets hit in the head all the time, like a chicken with his head cut off. The coach, he's just hugging everybody. Does he even do anything strategic?
Is he even coaching?
I don't even know if he's coaching. He just wants to hug people all the time and rah, rah, shish, goomba, we love everybody.
All right.
Yeah, that's much better. Now they're going to win more games because we are no longer crushing on, quote, the team. Anyway, time now for odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Couple quick updates out of Vegas, the GM meetings, baseball world. The Red Sox fully expect to spend past the first CBT threshold of $244 million. How much remains TBD, and understand that they have to spend more aggressively to improve their chances of a deep playoff run. Sources tell Sean McAdam.
Okay. Love that.
So we need two bats and a pitcher. They're going to spend over $244 million. How far over, we will see. There was some comments out of Minnesota. Derek Falvey, their principal baseball officer, or whatever the P is. President of Baseball Operations, sure. PBO, whatever it is. Our focus is figuring out ways to add around our starting pitching rather than subtracting from it. Excuse me.
Yes.
But we have to listen to everything that comes up. That's the part of the job. And I feel good about having a guy like Joe Ryan on this club. Oh, yeah, you have to say the right things. You're going to trade him to the Red Sox. Don't worry. And then finally, there was some that believed that the Red Sox would not be a major player. Pete Alonso, excuse me again.
Getting choked up by
actually,
all this.
Can you read that, Dan Ball?
Yeah, absolutely. The outset of the offseason, a well-connected industry source with knowledge of Boston's thinking didn't think the Red Sox would be a major player for Pete Alonso this week. However, word is there are some in the club's inner circle that prefer Alonso to Kyle Schwarber, the other top offensive free agent who projects to be exclusively a DH in 2026. They also mentioned the qualifying offer, which is draft pick compensation, so easier to get one than the other. So the pot continues to stir. The stove continues to get hot for the Red Sox.
And speaking of hot, Christian Arkins! it's here.
Well, thank you. What a flattering thing to say. By the way, I'm so relieved. Whatever you meant. I was driving. I'm so relieved that there's no possible way this can be a bad end of the season. That's amazing. Amazing that there's just no way. And you know what's crazy, Andy, is that I kind of agree with like the premise of what you meant.
Thank you.
If there's no catastrophic injuries, which you're like, well, there definitely won't be. There's already guys out right now that I think they're going to end up missing here eventually as we get a little further into the schedule, assuming that they don't, you know, hurry back. And if something, God forbid, were to happen to Drake May, you kidding me? That wouldn't be.
Why would you bring that up?
Because you said there's no possible way. That's why. No possible way. What are you talking about? If you had said barring injury, I'd agree with you. Because even if they lost in the playoffs, even if they got blown out in the first round, I'd still think this was a great season. I mean, I would. The expectations are going to get higher as we get further along. But right now at 9-2, I don't really see any non-injury related catastrophic end of the season. But to say that they're just not going to get injured is, I agree. Just being like, oh yeah, this perfect game's going great. Like, why even put that out there?
And it's just what I felt at the moment, and I wasn't really thinking about injuries. And I've done a lot of radio in the last 24 hours. I was up late for the post-game show. I didn't have a coffee or an energy drink.
Oh, sorry, when?
I should have thought better.
Read it all about it in my new book, When.
The pre-game burrito, I mean, the pre-show burrito that I had was wearing off, hungry, cranky, and we did get an immediate response on the text line when I said that, something like, oh, by the way, Drake May just fell down the stairs. Yeah.
He pulled a Paxton Crawford, rolled out of bed, and landed on a drinking glass.
I did like that he told everyone in the breakdown to be safe before he did the pats on me, pats on three kind of thing. Everybody be safe. So what do you got tonight, Christian Arcangelo?
Mago's going to jump on here at 7:30, all Patriots for the basically entire show. What I love about this team, what is sort of sticking out to me after this last game, is that it does seem like there's still another level with them, as good as they are. At 9-2, there's still this other level we haven't seen yet. And hopefully we do, obviously. I mean, you know, you never know exactly what's going to happen next. But it does seem like, even as good as they are, there's room for them to get, like, considerably better.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Appreciate everybody listening. Fitzy, nice job last night. Today, we made it through.
You too,
the weekend's here. The Patriots are off. We're off. Enjoy some football starting early Sunday morning. We'll be back for a Patriots Monday. On Monday, we'll talk to Drake May and Marcus Jones about the Jets game, about what they did with their time off, about where the season is going, and all that and more. So come back on Monday, WEEI Afternoons 2 to 6. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for a good week. We'll talk to you then.
Is a snake in the front yard.
Okay, gotta go.
Golly.
It doesn't tickle your undercarriage, Teddy?
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.